Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Hillary is now weakening and may not have caused as much damage as expected after drenching Southern California. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass.
We prepared, we provided an emergency response, and now we take steps to survey the damage.
CBS's Carter Evans is in Palm Springs.
About 3 feet of water flowing down the street and rising quickly, already a car stranded. This is why they call it flash flooding.
Everything in the mountains is coming straight downhill, gravity, and it's coming right through us.
That is all avalanche debris.
Hillary is now headed north as a post-tropical cyclone. Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen.
The main area of rain will lift up to the north through Nevada and into portions of Idaho, the eastern sections of Oregon, and on up into Montana.
President Biden is said to survey damage from deadly wildfires today in Hawaii. KOVR-TV's Jordan Segundo's in Maui, where residents say something has to be done to prevent this from happening again.
Frustration is mounting over the controversial decision not to sound the emergency sirens.
We didn't have any messages or any warnings at all that the fire was coming until the police officer was actually in my neighborhood. I want to see changes. There needs to be a better emergency system here.
Some of the survivors will get a chance to meet President Biden. He'll be here to survey the devastation and to thank first responders and volunteers for all of their hard work.
Former President Trump will not debate his 2024 rivals this week in Wisconsin. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Citing his lead in some of the early polling, Donald Trump in a social media post indicates he will not be participating in any of the GOP primary debates. That includes the one Wednesday night in Milwaukee. One of the people who'll be on the stage, though, in Milwaukee, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, has accused Trump of cowardice for skipping debates.
A British nurse will spend life in prison for murdering babies in her care.
The quiet, competent nurse comforted the bereaved parents of the babies she just murdered.
There was a deep malevolence bordering on sadism in your actions.
Judge James Goss passing the extremely rare sentence of life without parole, handed down to only the most depraved and remorseless killers. Lucy Letby will die in prison. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
An apology after a controversial kiss. CBS's Matt Piper.
The Spanish Soccer Federation president is now apologizing after an unsolicited kiss he planted on player Jenny Hermoso's lips during celebrations of the country's Women's World Cup victory sparked outrage in Spain.
En un momento de máxima efusividad.
I made a mistake, Luis Rubiales says in a video statement. I have to learn from this. Surely I was wrong.
This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Designed for curious travelers. Viking offers all-inclusive voyages on all seven continents with no children and no casinos on board. Learn more at Viking.com.
If you need last-minute hires in no time, you need Indeed. Their integrated hiring solution lets you schedule and conduct video interviews all in one place. Finding your next great hire has never been more streamlined. Get hiring at Indeed.com/credits.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. 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 Reese's.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. No one is ready for Christmas yet, but local farmers are getting there. Brittany Merlot has more.
Believe it or not, Christmas tree farmers are preparing for the upcoming winter season. The prep starts in spring and goes throughout the summer to make sure the trees are ready to be harvested in November. Harvested trees are 11 to 12 years old, and Fritz's Mountain plants 1,000 of them every year at their choose and cut your own lot.
Do you like hunting for treasure? You have an opportunity coming up at the end of August at Mid-State Technical College. They are hosting an event geocache for geocachers and those who want to learn about it. The event will take place on Tuesday, August 29th from 6 to 7 on the Wisconsin Rapids campus. The geocaching event was created to promote teamwork and community among local participants. Geocaching is an outdoor treasure hunting activity that uses GPS devices or a smartphone app to find hidden containers. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Highs level off around 81 this afternoon under mainly cloudy skies. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 62. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Mainly cloudy. Tomorrow, chance for scattered storms. High of 86. Warmer Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the mid-90s to the upper 90s.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 73.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Tal Alba, along with our producer and engineer, the extraordinary Mr. Aaron Zommers at the world headquarters down in Madison, Wisconsin, high above State Street on this Monday, the 21st of August, 2023. Mr. Zommers, how the heck are you in hour number two?
I'm doing well, although I would like everyone to know that I am sober above State Street.
Not high above State Street, but sober above. I like that.
It's
I
also like not that. It's only the second floor.
It's theater of the mind.
It's
Mr.
fun
Thomas.
To say. It's fun to believe.
It's more fun to say high above State Street than it is on the second floor of State Street.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's the theater of the mind, you understand? But oh well. Yes, you are on the second floor of the building there on State Street. One of these days we're going to do a segment where I just do a play-by-play of people walking by.
Because sometimes it's very interesting.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes it's very interesting. So maybe on a day when Todd's got nothing, we'll do that some afternoon.
Maybe we can,
welcome back to our, what?
Go maybe ahead. We can dangle a microphone out the window and interview somebody.
I think it'd be great. It may be, well, until we're still waiting on the dump button. And if you're not familiar with broadcasting, that means basically a button. Oh, let's see if I can do this on my board here. There's a bleep. I have a bleep button. Do you hear that?
That yeah, nice.
So what happens is Mr. Zommers has this there. So let's say we dangle a cord on State Street, and then the person goes, you know what? I think that Todd Allball is a real jerk.
Yeah.
And that's what you hear when it comes across your radio. You don't hear the profanity, you just hear the bleep.
That would
but
work.
We don't have that yet. I have it here on my board. So let's say that Phil got ticked off at me and he said something bad. I could have bleeped him out. But Phil's not, he's not that kind of a guy, you understand?
This is true.
He's an upstanding, good guy here in Southwest Wisconsin.
And he's worked in radio for a couple of years and he knows what you can say.
For a couple of years. Yeah, absolutely. So anyway, but until we get the dump button, we probably can't do just off-the-cuff interviews, man person on the street interviews, but we'll see. Coming up this hour, going to be asking you to weigh in on this one because, again, on Wednesday, we are going to be joining you live from Whitetail, Milwaukee, in downtown Milwaukee, across from the Deer District and Fiserv Forum. That is where the Republicans are gathering. We're calling it Wisconsin Decides 2024. The road to the Republican nomination starts here. Because, see, the first debate between Republicans is at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. And then the Republicans have their nominating national convention at the Fiserv Forum as well. So the road begins and ends at Fiserv Forum for the Republican nomination to the presidency. So we're going to be covering that on Wednesday down there. Kristen Bry will lead off our coverage with As Goes Wisconsin on location. Then at 12:15, actually, I believe Terry Bell, our news director, will be on location as well on Wednesday. And then at 12:15, Will Walter and Luke Mathers join us for Town Call live on location. And then our show. And then Matt Flynn, very excited, by the way. Matt Flynn and I together in the same room. This is going to be fantastic. The stars are aligning, Mr. Zomers. I'm excited about this.
You as the president of the unofficial Matt Flynn fan club.
Which I am proud to have the title of, the president of the unofficial Matt Flynn fan club. So we have Matt and I together. We'll be in the same room. Matt will be doing Matt Flynn direct from 3 until 4. And then at 6 o'clock, we will have a live preview show, a pregame show calling Wisconsin Decides 2024. The road to the Republican nomination starts here from 6 until 8. And Kristen Bry will again join me as co-host, co-anchor of that special coverage from 6 to 8. We have some national folks, Rick Wilson, the founder of the Lincoln Project, and Trigvi Olson, a Wisconsin native and also senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, will join us live on location. We're also going to have Professor Charles Franklin, the head of the Marquette Law School poll, will also be with us. Bill McCoshin, longtime Republican and former chief of staff to former governor Tommy George Thompson. He was also Secretary of Commerce for a time, did some great things there, and is a Republican strategist. He'll be joining us live on scene. Also, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, Ben Wickler, will be joining us in our special coverage as well between 6 and 8. He will give us the Democrats' perspective on this entire thing, not just the debate, but the outlook to 2024. And that's what we're going to try to do on Wednesday. It's not just going to be some, you know, rally for Vivek Ramaswamy. And no interest in doing that, you understand? What we want to do is to set this up. And the only person not in attendance live but joining us via the internet is going to be Stuart Stevens, one of my favorite guests from the Lincoln Project, the author of It Was All a Lie, How the Republican Party Became Donald Trump. Because Stuart Stevens, Rick Wilson, and Trigvi Olson have all been either campaign managers or on the main team for Republican presidential candidates like Mitt Romney, John McCain, and others. And they're going to tell us what's going on in these rooms and explain it all for you on Wednesday. We'll be down there. When we come back, are you disturbed or is it okay that Donald Trump is skipping Milwaukee? 844-967-2789. We'll have more details on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Bartenders, are you ready to shake things up? Jammers Bar and Grill is seeking vibrant and energetic people like you to join their team. Once you join, your nights and weekends will be filled with excitement. Jammers Bar and Grill is also the go-to spot for parties and events. No experience? No problem. They'll train you to be a master mixologist. And the best part, their pay is as good as their customers. And they're the best. Join the team. Have fun. Make money. Stop by today and apply at Jammers Bar and Grill, 2810 Eagle Road in Rapids.
Stoiber Healthcare would love to help you get healthy naturally. I'm Dr. Moselle Stoiber.
And I'm Dr. Erin Stoiber-Aldi. We provide gentle, expert chiropractic care for all ages.
We also offer True Weight Solutions, our doctor-supervised weight loss program, laser therapy, custom-made arch supports, and high-quality nutritional supplements.
And don't forget, we also have two amazing licensed massage therapists on staff to help you. Call Stoiber Healthcare at 715-424-4646 for an appointment today.
That's 715-424-4646.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes. But I'm not a criminal.
Youth Advocate Programs is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Hallbolt Show on the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin and also streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Glad to be with you on this Monday live from Richland Center, WRCE, here in southwest Wisconsin. Many thanks to Phil Nee and the entire WRCE staff for making us always feel welcome back here at the home station where it all began. Back in the summer of 1987, Mr. Zomers, I didn't mark it really. I should have probably marked it. My first day? I can still remember the first day I signed on here at WRCO. It was July 27th, 1987.
I can't even tell you the first day I started at Civic Media.
Really?
That was last year.
Partly it was my dad's birthday. But July 27th, 1987, and I got to do Music for Dining. I got to spit a little, probably a little bit of Mel Torme, maybe, I'm not sure, or Herb Elpert and the Tijuana Brass, some of the great music for dining here at the old RCO Studios, and happy to be back with you. This is the question for you. Are you okay with Donald Trump skipping the Milwaukee debate on Wednesday? We'll be there covering it. But are you okay with that? And more importantly, what norms in presidential elections do you think are fine to do away with? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Feel free to give us a ring-a-ling, or on the Civic Media app, you could text us as well. What did you dial up, Mr. Sommers? Or a little Herb Alpert?
A Taste of Honey by Herb Alpert.
Yes, this would have been a classic Music for Donnie back in the day at WRCO. Yeah.
Maybe this gets a little too rowdy.
All right, bring it up just a little. Keep it going. Keep it going. Just bring it down just a little bit. All right, here we go. That's good music to read by. Here is the from the Truth Social Network, which is ridiculous because it's not. Here is the Truth tweet from Donald Trump over the weekend. Quote, new CBS poll just out has me leading the field by quote-unquote legendary numbers. Trump, 62%, 46 points above DeSanctimonious, who is crashing like an alien bird. Rostan Swamy, 7%, Pence, 5%, Scott, 3%, Haley, 2%, Sloppy Chris Christie, 2%, Ada Hutchinson, 1%. The public knows who I am and what a successful presidency I had with energy independence, strong borders and military, biggest ever tax and regulation cuts, no inflation, strongest economy in history, and much more. And then all in caps, I will, therefore, not be doing any debates. I will therefore not be doing the debates, plural, unquote. That was the Truth tweet put out by the Trumpster over the weekend. And these numbers he quotes in this new CBS poll are in fact real. Launched a little Face the Nation with Margaret Brennan talking about these new poll numbers. Trump is he's cruising. And a lot of people think that if he wins Iowa, the Iowa caucuses coming up just after the first of the year, if Trump wins that, it's pretty much all over. It'll be almost impossible to stop the guy.
Meanwhile, the same poll shows that the majority, 51-52% of Americans, believe that Trump has done something criminally wrong and don't like it. But Trump's saying that he will therefore not be doing the debates, plural, which would suggest that it's not just Milwaukee he's going to skip this week, but he may not be doing any debates at all in the Republican primary. Yet another example of how Donald Trump has transformed the presidency and campaigns in the United States of America. I mean, think about it for a minute. When you know, you had Donald Trump out there last time in 2016, and he was running for president, and, you know, he got caught on tape. Got caught on tape on that Access Hollywood bus with Billy Bush, saying that, you know, he grabbed women by that's what you used the bleep button.
That was an appropriate use, yes.
That was a bleep appropriate use. He said he grabbed him by the and he was proud of it. That normally would end a presidential campaign. I mean, think about it. Howard Dean, remember Howard Dean back in the 90s? Democrat, ran for president. He won New Hampshire or whatever it was. He let out that scream. Ah! That was the end of him. One scream did Howard Dean in. It Donald Trump says he grabs women by the and people are fine with it. And not only does his campaign continue, he ends up getting elected. Donald Trump changed everything about campaigning in this country. Everything about presidential campaigns. And now he says he's going to for sure skip Milwaukee on Wednesday, and alluding to the fact that he may not do any debates, period, at least in the primary. Do you agree with this? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you either on the phone lines or on the text lines. 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you. Let's go to the phone lines, and let's go to Dick in Madison, listening in on WMDX on the line. Dick, what say you?
Well, Todd, you know, I saw the same polling, and another thing that's pretty funny about it, that's the strong, you know, 38% that's in the tank for him anyway, the cult, as I call them. So, okay, another thing they said about him and that I found fascinating this morning is they trust him more than their own close friends or family, and even more than Fox News, and more so than evangelical leaders. But the one thing that amazed me, when they came down to exactly, do you think he has it to win, he drops right down with the rest of them to 38% as to whether they think he really could win next fall. Now, that's pretty pathetic, don't you think?
I think
you're as much as admitting right. He's a loser. And yet you're still going to vote for him in the primaries.
I love the call, and you bring up a great point, Dick, and that is these are people who base their campaign around the fact that they want more, you know, religion, evangelical, which crosses over in some, not all, but in some cases to this white nationalism. But they couch it around this whole, you know, called by God that we want a Christian in the White House. And yet they are these same people are saying they trust Donald Trump, a guy who went around bragging about that he grabs women by the and yet they say that they trust him more than their ministers and their evangelical faith leaders. I mean, this is astounding to me. And you're right. And then when it goes into the general, the guy just tanks. I mean, they're willing to put up a person who is nearly unelectable in a general just to prove a point. I don't get it, Dick.
There's another thing to watch for coming forward. I'll bet you anything, after this indictment again this week, or arraignment this week, they'll Photoshop a picture of him with a thorned crown around his head. Because after all, he's doing this for them.
I've seen that. I've seen that on the internet. I mean, people put memes together or whatever. I have literally seen that. It's already out there.
Put it out.
Right. Yeah, as a, what do you call it, Mr. Zommers? A TNF or FTF or whatever, FTD?
NFT.
Whatever,
what,
that's it.
Non-fungible token.
Right, AKA NFT. Scam. I call it, which is very different than FDA or the Flower Service or whatever it is. But yeah, Dick, I agree with you. We have reached bizarro land. But I mean, isn't it crazy how Trump has just changed? You know, that he could say, I'm not going to the debates, and yet he leads the whole thing by 63 points or 63%.
Oh, the next question they got to ask is, will they vote for him if he's in jail?
Absolutely.
Probably will.
Absolutely, the guy could be sitting in an absolute prison with a conviction, and there is still 35 to 40% of the Republicans who will vote for him, and will do so even stronger because of it. That's where we are.
Yeah, I believe.
I mean, I talked to a longtime former Republican as well, a friend of mine, and this person questioned me over the weekend because she ran into someone else, I'm not going to say the names, that we mutually know that had a high position in Republican politics, who was a really great person. That we, you know, this person just never did anything wrong, never a bad word. And this individual was defending Brian Schimming, the current chair of the Wisconsin Republican Party, for his role in trying to steal the election with these fake Wisconsin electors. And we've gotten to the point where Republicans have simply drank the Kool-Aid. They're not everybody, not everybody in the state, but people who are this mega cult, people who are defending Donald Trump, people who are defending taking away votes. This is a cult, Dick. Dick still with us? Dick is not with us.
He has left.
Dick has left the room. All right. Well, look, I'm a little hot about this. Because this used to be my party, and the party that I joined, you know, 40 years ago was nothing like this. And it's just, it is unbelievable to me. And here's the point. These are people that have a brain, all right? They're not complete intellectual idiots. They know what they're doing. And yet they do it anyway. It's exactly like, Mr. Zommers, you're much too young. There was a great miniseries called The Thornbirds. And at the end of the thorn bird, this whole story, the thorn birds, is this bird, this mythical bird that never sings and searches out a thorn its whole life and then plunges its breast into this thorn to kill itself, but yet it sings the most beautiful song when it does so. And the analogy is to human nature. And at the end, Father Ralph tells his longtime mistress and friend, Maggie, and says, Maggie, we as humans, we know what we do. We know the hurt we cause. We know the implications. And yet we do it. And yet we do it. Why are Republicans doing this? Well, they know exactly what they're going to do. They know exactly the pain they're going to cause. Jack from Merrimack, you're on the line. Jack, go ahead.
Okay, well, first of all, why should Trump even bother to consider going into any of these primary debates? He has a group of cultist acolytes who will vote for him no matter what. He could, as you pointed out, he could be in prison. He could be standing out, as he said himself, on Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody to death, and they'd still vote for him. So that's the first thing. Why, you know, why should he bother? Of course, he does have a few other things on his plate at this point, too. what's happened with the Republican Party that to me is just so horrendous is it's become a tribe. These people
Hey, Jack, I'm up against a break, but Jack, if you could hang on to the break, we'll get you on the other side. Just don't go anywhere. Also, I see others on the line. Don't go anywhere. We'll take your calls after this. This is the Todd Allbull Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the morning, weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin.
Starting today, the contractor for the City of Wisconsin Rapids will be performing sidewalk maintenance in the area of 9th Street South going east to 15th Street South and from East Grand Avenue to Daly Avenue. There will only be one lane of traffic open during the sidewalk replacement. They hope to finish the project by September 8th. As kids gear up for the start of the school year, now is the time for parents to have a conversation about what to do if there's an emergency during the day. The website readywisconsin.wi.gov has tips for talking with your child about safety. The 23rd annual Downtown Grand Affair will take place on September 10th on West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. The fun kicks off at 10 a.m. and runs until 3. There will be shopping, a car show, music, and food. Come celebrate the start of fall with the 23rd annual Downtown Grand Affair. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
It's that time of year again. The fall sports season is about to kick off, and you'll want the best seat in the house so you can get in on all the action. But when it's time to go, you know, to use the facility, you want the best seat there too. That's why you should call Crockett Septic. Crockett Septic can provide porta-potty rentals for a competitive price and provide reliable service to ensure your porta-potty seat will always be a good one, too. Wait a second. What if you stay home to watch the game? You better make sure your throne is ready to go, especially if you have friends coming over. Many area counties right now are sending out reminder cards that it's time to get your septic pumped. So call Crockett Septic, and they'll take care of that right away, so you'll have the best seat in the house.
Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeehaw! You don't
know my garden. Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Highs level off around 81 this afternoon under mainly cloudy skies. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 62. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Mainly cloudy. Tomorrow, chance for scattered storms. High of 86. Warmer Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the mid-90s to the upper 90s.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 73.
Dale for a town call. I believe Luke Mathers will be back at Madison, but they'll be originating the show from Whitetail at
Then we come up from 1 until 3, and we'll be there, of course, live on location. And Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct, also broadcasting live from Whitetail. And then following the Devil's Advocates at 6 o'clock, our special two-hour pregame, Wisconsin Decides 2024. The road to the Republican nomination starts here. Co-anchored by Kristen Bry and myself, great national guests like Rick Wilson, founder of the Lincoln Project, also Trigvi Olson, senior advisor to Lincoln Project, Stuart Stevens, senior advisor to Lincoln Project, Bill McCoshin, Republican here in Wisconsin, longtime chief of staff and secretary of commerce under Tommy George Thompson, former Wisconsin governor. Also, Ben Wickler, the chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, and many more. Charles Franklin of the Marquette Law School poll, also going to be there. We'll have experts from across the country and across the state as we prepare you for the Republican debate coming up at 8 o'clock. And if you say, look, I'm not having any interest in watching it, that's fine. But we're going to have things that are not directly debate related in there. What we are talking about right now, though, Donald Trump saying that he is not going to be at the debate on Wednesday. Is that a good idea or not? Jack from Merrimack was with us before the break. Jack, sorry about that, was up against the time crunch there. Thanks for sticking with us. Go ahead and finish your thought. You were saying that it doesn't really matter. He's so far ahead, and his people are going to vote for him no matter what.
Yep, and not only that, but he's introduced this cult of extremist tribalism in the Republican Party, the current one. The leadership has embraced it because they figure no matter what they do and no matter if they participated in an attempt to overthrow the government of the United States, which many of them did. You know, we can talk about the people in Wisconsin. We can talk about the people in Arizona, Georgia, and so on by this false elector scheme. But basically, they've got this tribal thing going, and their people are going to vote for them no matter what, and they're working really hard to convince those, you know, more moderate voters who sometimes or perhaps often press the R just because it's a Republican, and they're trying to convince them this was no big deal. This is the very danger, I think, that we've got to confront. And until they do confront it, until the Republican Party does confront it, I do not think we can trust any single Republican. I don't care, at least not in the current leadership. I don't care if Donald Trump or Chris Christie or DeSantis, any of those guys is the candidate. I don't think we can trust them. And this is what's scary to me. I had a conversation with a guy this morning, an older guy about my age, and he was whining and moaning about, you know, all of these immigrants who just kept flooding across our southern border and getting free medical and free driver's licenses and all this stuff. And but we talked a little more. He's also concerned about global warming, and he's got kids and grandkids, and realizes that that's going to be an issue. And the Republicans are not only not doing anything about it, they're actively trying to destroy any efforts that we have. Trump himself, for example, pulled us out of the Paris Accords, I believe it was. You know, how do you convince people like that? And I don't know I wish I knew the answer. I knew we had a good conversation, but yeah.
No, Jack, I think you raised a good point. I want to address the one thing you brought up about, you know, I run into people like this too, Republicans that I know, and they bring up these mistruths, these things, the thing you said, well, people, you know, we have all these quote unquote illegals running across the border, getting free drivers, like they actually believe this because Newsmax and OWN and even Fox News perpetuate these lies. But as you said, Jack, I don't think just by telling someone, no, that's not true, they're not going to believe somebody like you or I. But I go back to the call we had, Mr. Zomers, a week or so ago, that the very reasonable, I would call, Republican, and brought up this issue of undocumented workers. And I said, let me ask you. I said, of the people that you know in your community, are any of them terrible people or getting things illegally? What are they like? And he said, no, all the immigrants in my community are great people and go to school with my kids and I enjoy them. I said, well, there you go. Base it on your own experience, not what OWN and Newsmax and Fox. So I think the answer is, Jack, we have to ask people questions where they question their own experience and say, let me put this in the context of something I do understand, and let them hopefully try to arrive at their own new answer.
The one question I would ask is, okay, there are, you know, huge numbers of undocumented immigrants flooding across our border. How many of those do you know?
Right.
How many of you
exactly
even heard of that are in your community? Because I truthfully, I do not know any undocumented right immigrants, and well, I get around quite a bit. I go to places where there are Hispanic servers, and they're, you know, but they're not undocumented. They're American right citizens. They might have a slight right accent because they're second generation. But the point is, yeah, again, they've been, you're right, they have been sold this line that this is the thing to watch out for, not the fact that we have a group that is unwilling to say, okay, we made a really, really bad mistake. We tried to overthrow American democracy, and we're going to reject that thoroughly.
Right.
And that's what the Republican Party needs to do.
Jack, always appreciate your call. Thanks for listening up there in Merrimack. Jack from Merrimack, we thank you very much. Yep, have a great day up there. 844-967-2789. If you'd like to join in the conversation, 844-967-2789. Donald J. Trump announcing over the weekend he will not be in Milwaukee. We will be there. What I think is really interesting is going to be interesting to see, because people say, well, the Republican Party is more than Donald Trump. Well, we're going to find out, right? On Wednesday, we'll find out, do the remaining people that are going to show up that want this nomination, are they going to spew the same rhetoric as Trump? Are they going to talk about Trump? Or are they going to give us something completely different than Trumpism and offer a new vision?
Although,
so that's one of the positive things of not having him there. We'll find out.
One thing to touch on regarding the supposed illegal immigrants, all I have to say is, well, Todd, we think it happens.
Right. Thank you, Glenn Grothman. Thank you, Glenn Grothman. Let's go up to beautiful Mequon over on the eastern part of the state. David, thanks for being patient and holding. David and Mequon, what say you, sir?
Hey, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. I do think it's not good that he's not debating. However, the flip side is, I think you'll actually get some people to actually to discuss policy issues that maybe we would not be able to get to hear, because, you know, Trump is a very, listen, he takes up almost all the oxygen in the room. So I do think there is an opportunity for, you know, some Republicans to really expand on policy ideas, which I think is a good thing. And the second thing is this, this is the thing that concerns me going forward, and what I hope is potentially discussed. We right now have a proxy war going on with Russia. There's no question, you know, that we have something very major going on. We just, you know, the United States just announced that the Netherlands are now going to give F-16 jets to Ukraine, which, okay, fine. But We said we were never going to do that, and we said we were never going to do our Abrams tanks and things of that nature. Where is this going to lead, you know, in the very coming future? And so we have that. We have a fentanyl epidemic that's not really being talked about. People are just dying, from that all over the place. We have many issues that really do need to be discussed that are kind of being swept under the rug. And I do think, you know, going forward, like I said, what I really do hope is that we get to hear some of these issues, because right now we are not really discussing any of that. And I think that is a huge
a huge loss opportunity in trying to correct things that I see that need to be corrected.
David, I appreciate you listening down there, Mequon. Thank you for your call, sir. And yes, I agree with you in terms of it'll be interesting to see if these Republican candidates talk about anything else other than Trumpism and Donald Trump, to see what their vision for the Republican Party and hopefully for their vision for America is. Thank you, David Mequon. Appreciate you. The one thing I will say on Ukraine is technically we are not. What President Biden said is that we will not give them direct tanks. We will not give them direct aircraft, which we are not doing. These are aircraft that belong technically to other countries, and they have, the United States has given their okay for those arms to be used vis-a-vis through other countries. So it's not breaking a promise, quite frankly. And I think also, as this whole war that was started by Russia, it is an attack on Ukraine. It is an attack on world democracy. And quite frankly, if Putin is allowed to win in Russia, or pardon me, win in Ukraine, it is the domino effect to democracy across Europe. And we must defeat Putin. We must be supportive of Ukraine and the Ukrainian effort. What do you think about this Donald Trump announcing that he will not be at the Republican convention in Milwaukee? We will be there to cover it for you. What say you? Let's go down to Oconomowoc. Lynn in Oconomowoc, we appreciate you being patient. What say you?
Well, I don't want to talk about the Donald Trump issue, but I do want to talk about the immigration issue. And two ladies in my aerobics class were becoming more and more angry and steamed up that the administration was going to make them take immigrants into their homes. And we lived in Wisconsin.
That's not true.
And yes.
That's completely not true.
I don't
true.
Know what they were listening to or
probably
what TV
Owen or
program.
Newsmax.
But they were both listening to the same one, and all I did was just move away from them.
That's probably a great idea. Look, this is fantastic because I appreciate the truth coming out here. And I appreciate you calling in, Lori, in Oconomowoc, I apologize. The people are hearing this and they're believing this crap. And
yes,
there is nobody in the Biden administration forcing anyone to have anyone come and live in your home without your permission. It
and
is
again,
simply
especially not,
not
in Wisconsin.
True. It is simply not true. It's you know, it's horse that's all it is. So
that's
I mean
right.
but you're right, Lori. Or I'm sorry, Lynn. I got two people on the line here. You're right, Lynn. And I mean, are these people, I'm not, please don't tell me their names, but are these people that you know otherwise to be decent people?
They're very nice people, but
yeah,
when they
see,
get
that's
on
it.
Politics, they're way on the other side.
You see, that's exactly it, and we have to just help people understand the truth. Thank you very much, Lynn. Appreciate it. Stay tuned. If you're on the lines, don't go anywhere. We'll take you after this. This is the Tom O'Ball Show on location across the Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app. Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget their made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
Check out the Village of Vesper and celebrate the dog days of summer at the grand opening of the Vesper Public Dog Park on Saturday, August 20th.
26th. Enjoy the Hot Dog Brat Fry fundraiser from 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. with tons of giveaways and prizes for our furry friends. The dog park is located at the Vesper Recreation Center, 6435 Cameron Avenue in Vesper. Back for its seventh year for a Sunday fun day of enjoying the beautiful Wisconsin River, check out the annual Paddle Fest hosted by Current Wisconsin Rapids. Meet at the Old Boat Landing at Anchor Bay Bar and Grill by 2 p.m. on Sunday, August 27th. Then enjoy music from the Jerry Schmidt Band at Anchor Bay going from 4 to 8 p.m.
I'm Captain Ann Maxson with the Wisconsin State Patrol. Safety on our highways is a team effort. Every day, our troopers and inspectors focus on keeping people and commerce moving safely. Drivers can do their part to prevent crashes and needless tragedies by remembering two simple things. Buckle up, phones down. Thanks for helping us move towards zero deaths on Wisconsin roads.
A safety message, sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Welcome back to the Tahlo Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network across Wisconsin and around the world on the Civic Media app. Glad to have you along live on location here from Richland Center, WRCE, AM 1450 and 107.7 on the FM side. Great to be here in Southwest Wisconsin. Going to be down in Milwaukee on Wednesday covering the Republican debate. Going to be there all day long, starting off with As Goes Wisconsin, then Town Call, the news at noon. Our show, Matt Flynn Direct, and then we will have from the same location at 6 o'clock our special coverage. Wisconsin Decides 2024, the road to the Republican nomination starts here. Kristen Bry and myself anchoring that event. National and state pundits galore will join us and get you all set to listen and or watch the Republican debate coming up at 8 o'clock on Wednesday. Donald Trump announced yesterday he will not be there, saying that he might not do any debates at all, at least in the primary, this election cycle. Is that a bad thing for democracy? Is that a bad thing for the Republican process? Taking your calls, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Mr. Zomers, what say you?
I do think him not taking the debate stage, that's difficult to know if it's good or bad, because... Right. Any, like, just thinking back to the, now these are the heaviest air quotes I can muster, debates between him and Joe Biden, where he just talked over him and interrupted him. And it was to the point where the moderators started being like, Mr. Trump, please, would you just shut up? And then Joe Biden would be like, would you just shut up, man? Like, just wouldn't stop. It's not at all civil. So,
no. Great clarification here by our crack staff. Meaning my sister who's listening in, she found this from WBUR.org to the one of the callers saying that her friends in her yoga class said that the government, the Biden administration, the claim was that they were going to force people to take in migrant families. That is not true, but here's where it probably came from. In a new strategy in Maryland, the state of Maryland is asking local people to consider hosting unhoused migrant families as officials scramble to find shelters. So that's what it was. You understand? It is the state of Maryland saying, you know what, we're being overtaken here, probably because the Texas governor and the Florida governor are putting people on busloads and planes and not having any accommodations in these northern cities like D.C. and New York and Chicago. Instead of making plans for it, they're just putting people there. And so in Maryland, apparently, the state government is asking, making a request for people to consider maybe hosting a migrant family while they're looking for shelter. Just saying, think about it. Not a requirement, not a mandate, not a law. Simply saying, as, you know, as Republicans like to bill themselves these days, as Christian church-going people, what does the Bible say? When I was without shelter, you gave me shelter. When I was hungry, you fed me. I mean, how about that, Republicans? Think about being a Christian, actually, and showing some compassion to some homeless migrant family. That's what it is. You understand that? So anyway,
Oh, it was my brother-in-law, apparently, Mike, who found this. See, I have a very smart brother-in-law as well. So there you go. Thank you to Mike. What do you think, though, about this issue of Trump not showing up in the debate in Milwaukee on Wednesday? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Lori in Beaver Dam. Thank you so much for holding for so long, Lori. What say you?
No problem. I say, real quick, let me say about the immigrants. Okay, everywhere I look, hiring, now hiring, now hiring. There are so many job openings. Some of these immigrants, they could easily fill these jobs. But anyway, Donald Trump not coming to the debate, and that I kind of figured he wouldn't do that because he has nothing to say, has nothing intelligent to say. He can't get up there. He'll get up there and he'll just talk about himself. He'll go off on rants. He, with the debate with Hillary Clinton, he was hovering over her as she's talking. You know, he just is totally uncivilized. I was saying before that I can't discuss politics with my father because we get so upset about this because he will just excuse everything that Donald Trump does because he hates the Democrats that bad. That's wow. What it's about. It's about the economy. It's about ecology. If they're going to get him his money and their tax breaks, that's what they want. I think, what is he, a puppet up there? Is that why they don't care? I don't understand how he got up there. What is who was a Democratic senator from Minnesota? I think he got kicked out because he was in a picture, you know, holding his hands over
Al Franken.
Military girls. Yeah. Al Franken.
Al Franken.
He was a wonderful senator. Gone because of the picture. That picture. So,
yeah.
Donald Trump, let him in the debates. Please put him on stage. It will be...
Well, they want to blame Scott Walker and Romney McDonald, whatever his name is, McDaniel. The Republicans want him there. Trump is just saying, look, I'm up 63%. Why should I come?
Well, exactly. But because he'll get up there and hopefully say stupid stuff like he always does. But then you know what he does? He gets those mega crowds worked up so bad
that.
I don't even know I don't know what they're thinking. They're so jaded by the Democratic Party that they're willing to, you know, accept these things that he's saying that are pretty much. I could have swore he was going to bring us to a civil war. I really was. Do not get Donald Trump out of here. He's going to make us have a civil war.
Yeah, Lori, really appreciate the call. Thanks for holding. You're welcome anytime. Have a great day, Lori. Lori in Beaver Dam. Let's go to Milwaukee. I believe we have a caller in Milwaukee calling in. Go ahead, caller. What's your first name? What say you?
Hi, yes. I'm Miss Anonymous. I had 4 points real quick. I know you're on the gun here. All right. I wanted to talk about what the last two callers said about the Trump debating. I personally don't want to see him, at least up until the primary, because he's the worst debater ever. He's creepy. And I honestly wish they would cut the mic off on him. No one can control him. And even Chris Wallace, when he did it was terrible. He just talked over everybody. Second, I just want to say the word unprecedented. I am the last, 6-7 years, that's all we've heard in relation to Trump. I can't stand the word anymore. Every single time, unprecedented, unprecedented. I hate it. Third, I wanted to bring up about the undocumented getting license. And I had some experience with undocumented people, and there's a reason they're undocumented.
About 25 seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah, they're not going to go for a license, which is a document, an official document. Mm-hmm. And fourth, I just want to talk about the bleeping. Last week, I listened to one of your Civic Media radio hosts, and the bleeping didn't work on the app, which I'm through right now.
Okay, we'll work on that. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call so much. I appreciate all for listening. Thanks to Phil Nee for joining us as well. Stay tuned. Matt Flynn Direct is next. Don't go anywhere. Great show ahead. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Whatever you believe in, whatever you're fighting for, keep banging on your drum.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? their age, the way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a single father of two who works three
part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table?
Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.